This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's Select Committee on Women and Children heard potent testimony Friday on the problem of sexual harassment within state government workplaces.
I'm always afraid.
Dr. Patricia Lanier is one of three female professors within UL Lafayette School of Business who said they've been battling the problem for over a year.
In March of 2017, I experienced the peak of months of ongoing harassing, bullying, and intimidating tactics by a male colleague. These actions were deliberate and they were intentionally designed to control and coerce me.
In Lanier's case, the fellow professor did not attack her physically, and that's part of the problem.
It's really hard to convince people you've been attacked when there aren't any bruises.
Marketing professor Lucy Henke says they've taken all the appropriate steps, going to the dean, the provost, and HR, and to the university president.
They advised us to remove ourselves from positions of leadership, insisting that the problem is between us and the male faculty members.
Dr. Lisa Ann Slayton, a business management professor, says research shows their workplace, like the state legislature, is especially ripe for problems with sexual harassment.
Organizations that are particularly prone to sexual harassment and abuse are male-dominated, super hierarchical, and forgiving when it comes to bad behavior. Check, check, check.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.